Vatisha said, "Friends, until you attain enlightenment, the spiritual teacher is indispensable. Therefore, rely upon the holy spiritual guide." So this means, first, we need to think about enlightenment. We need to know what is enlightenment. How is it possible for us to achieve enlightenment? And why do we need to attain it? If we have this basic knowledge, then it will not be difficult for us to understand why it is important to rely upon the spiritual guide and develop a strong wish to do so. Okay, so first we can contemplate these three then. First, what is enlightenment? Enlightenment is not external light. It is inner light, which is the nature of omniscient wisdom. Therefore, it is completely free from all mistaken, impure appearance. It is the highest wisdom. By contrast, our ignorance is an inner darkness. The inner darkness of our ignorance obscures our understanding of ultimate truth, emptiness, the true nature of things. Because this inner darkness is so powerful within our mind, where we live, all of our enjoyments, such as food and drink, clothing and friends, all the things we see and use, and including also our own body and mind, are polluted by this inner darkness. So due to the inner darkness of ignorance, our environment, our enjoyments, our body and mind are all contaminated phenomena, which means their nature is impurity and suffering. This is why Buddha explained that samsara is the nature of suffering. So this is our real situation. Our environment, our enjoyments, our body, mind, so forth, all polluted by the inner darkness of ignorance. So they are contaminated phenomena, the nature of impurity and suffering. But through engaging in spiritual paths that are revealed in the Lamrim teachings. Okay, so even though right now this is our situation, the nature of suffering, our samsara. However, through engaging in spiritual paths which are revealed in the Lamrim teachings, we can completely destroy this inner darkness of ignorance. So for example, in Venerable Geshe's book, New Meditation Handbook, there are 21 very practical meditations, Lamrim meditations, that reveal all the stages of the path to enlightenment. Also, in his new book, The Mirror of Dharma with Additions, in part two, 15 Lamrim meditations. So the realizations of these Lamrim meditations are the spiritual paths that lead to enlightenment. Enlightenment being the inner light of omniscient wisdom, completely free from the inner darkness of ignorance, completely free from all mistaken appearance. So when we gain the realizations of these Lamrim meditations, then we accomplish the spiritual paths to enlightenment.